Hello, and welcome to the fourth in a series of podcasts looking at BBKA Module 5, Honeybee Biology. This episode looks at the structure and function of the circulatory system of the honeybee. Supporting diagrams can be found alongside this podcast, and further information can be added using the sources listed in the BBKA reading list. As humans, we have a closed circulatory system, which means we have blood that flows around the body in vessels, such as arteries and veins. A bee has an open system, where the blood, or more correctly hemolymph, is found all around the organs and tissues, and is not fully enclosed. However, there are some similarities, which we will mention. The hemolymph has a number of important functions, one of which is the transport of substances. It carries nutrients, which have been absorbed from the digestive system, to all cells of the bee's body. Nutrients can include sugars, such as glucose, amino acids, which can form proteins, fats, water, salts, vitamins and minerals. It also conversely carries wastes, such as uric acid, away from the cells and to the Malpighian tubules for excretion. The hemolymph distributes oxygen to cells from the tracheoles of the respiratory system and removes carbon dioxide. It transports hormones from where they are produced to where they are needed. As a fluid, the hemolymph can provide hydrostatic pressure to inflate structures. This can include the expansion of the wings just after emergence, an increase in body size when molting, and also the eversion of the endophallus in the drone. As hemolymph bathes all the tissues, it is important in a process known as homeostasis. This helps to maintain a constant environment around the cells. Factors such as water and salt levels need to be maintained. It will also distribute heat around the body. Finally, the hemolymph can also coagulate, so that damaged parts of the body can seal. Hemolymph itself is made primarily from water. About 90% of it is water, with some dissolved substances in it. There are also some cells called hemocytes, which have a protective role against pathogens. Some of these may also help in the coagulation process. Hemolymph is pumped around the body by the heart, which is a structure found on the underside of the dorsal abdominal wall between segments A2 to A6. Fibres which attach it to the dorsal diaphragm keep it in place. It is a lot simpler than our heart in structure and is made of a muscular tube with a blind-ending posterior end and five chambers linked end to end. Between the chambers are one-way valves known as ostia. As the heart muscle contracts, hemolymph is forced anteriorly towards the front of the abdomen and the ostia close. When the heart relaxes, the ostia open, allowing hemolymph from the surroundings to enter the heart. The heart is connected to the aorta, which is the only blood vessel found in the circulatory system of the honeybee. It is found in the thorax, running from posterior to anterior, and eventually ending in the head. Close to the junction with the heart, the aorta is a convoluted or folded tube, which then smooths out. Its purpose is to direct the flow of hemolymph towards the head and associated organs such as the brain. It does not have any muscular tissue itself. The antennal pulsatile organ is also found in the head, and contractions of this direct hemolymph into the two antennae. Movements of the pharynx muscles in the mouth also help pump the hemolymph around the head. Along with the heart, diaphragms can be found on the inner surface of the abdomen on both dorsal and ventral sides. These are sheets of thin membrane stretched across the segment, attaching to apodeme projections of the tergites or sternites. They have muscle fibres and can pulsate to help direct the flow of hemolymph forward and into the heart, as in the case of the dorsal diaphragms, or backwards from the head, as with the ventral diaphragms. Although this flow is not as directed as that found in a closed system, it satisfies the requirements of the bee, being such a small animal. I hope that has helped you understand the circulatory system of the honeybee, and I look forward to seeing you in the next episode.